The opinions expressed on the Sports Bunch are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening and enjoy.
What's up, everyone? How are you doing today? It's me, Mohammed, and...
And Ethan Derek Clark.
Welcome back to the second episode of...
The Sports Bunch!
Yes, The Sports Bunch. Welcome back to another episode, guys, and it's hosted by Spirit Live, the lovely Spirit Live.
Yes, thank you for being here.
Thanks for keeping us here, guys.
And what are we talking about today?
MLB war predictions.
Yes.
Yes.
A season just ended.
Just ended.
Sadly. In a heartbreaking way for us Torontonians.
Yep.
And non-bandwagoners. They woke up today and moved on with their lives.
That's the part that sucks too. It's just like, I saw a bunch of tweets about it. Mm-hmm. It's just like, life for them is just moving on. But for me, I cried at my couch for like 2 hours.
And someone mentioned that, like, when the Leafs lose in the playoffs... You know, spring is right around the corner, warm weather, you can go on your patio, go down to the beach. Mm-hmm. When your team gets eliminated in the playoffs in October, you're looking to dreaded weather, cold times. Mm-hmm. Not fun, not as fun.
Not as fun. You can't, it's hard to get to the beach whenever it's frozen in Toronto.
Yeah, except for those Californians.
Exactly. They get to party all year long.
Hey, Miley said it's a party in the USA.
It is a hop at the plane at LAX.
Was it
promised to them for 3,000 years?
Yes, it was. Now, but when this episode comes out,
yes,
the MLB awards will be announced the day after.
Oh,
so let's dive into it.
Let's dive.
What should we start with? MVP, Cy Young, or Rookie of the Year?
Let's do what everyone wants to hear.
Which is?
Drumroll, please. It is the Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
Because we're gonna tease you guys. Yeah. We're going to get into the big boys later. Yeah. I mean, they're kind of obvious, but we'll do the little bit more questionable ones. You never know.
Yeah.
I think our takes are going to be a tad bit lukewarm.
Yeah, today. You can't be too hot here without sounding like an idiot. So
you can't be too hot, and it's also at the end of the season, so you know how everything is really like sort of shaped out.
Yeah. I don't think there's any award this season that's going to be contested.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Me neither.
It's quite obvious. Solid.
Yeah, thing. All of them. Which is like, you know, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. I like whenever there's a clear winner.
I guess so.
Shout out 2021 Vladdy.
That's for another day. But Rookie of the Year, everyone thought it was Jacobs Wilson's trophy to lose.
Wow.
Everyone was like, he's got it. I think it was like August, July, where it was like, this is the best Oakland Athletics player on the team. And then he went cold. He got injured. I remember I had him in fantasy. He was like a demon. Got me hit after hit after hit. Run after run after run. Stolen base. He was incredible. Incredible. But then he got so cold. I remember I had him in fantasy, right? Now look at his stats for like August. 0-0-0. It was like 0 for 21 games. It was brutal. I'm surprised he didn't go back to AAA. Who came and stole his chain? Who came and snatched that chain right off his neck?
Nick Kurtz.
Nick Kurtz, though.
Nick Kurtz, the GOAT. Yeah. The greatest first baseman in the American League, in the MLB. Ooh. Even, I could confidently say he's the best first baseman this year.
Wow.
So
over Placata.
Over Placata. over Vladdy. Now, would I want Vladdy over Kurtz? No, would I want Kurtz over Vladdy? No. Mm-hmm. But still, Kurtz had a very, very good rookie season. If this is indicative of what future has for him, it's going to be a tough time for Vladdy. It's going to be a tough time for Vladdy trying to win the MVP award because Nick Kurtz is going to snatch his shit.
He will. Let's hope for a sophomore slump in Placata's favor.
Yeah, let's hope a sophomore slump for everyone in that movie.
Especially those Dodgers.
Especially those damn Dodgers.
But yeah, Kurtz had a historical season, especially one game. He became the youngest in MLB history to hit 4 home runs in a game.
Yes.
And his 19 total bases. That's in one game.
I watched that.
I watched that live. I remember climbing out of the phone. You were amazed.
That was the greatest game ever. It was in Houston, too.
Yeah, in Houston.
Everything good happened in Houston.
Everything.
Kurtz really popped off. He did pretty good.
Yeah.
Near the end of the chain. It's funny how it's a teammate who stole it from Jacob Wilson.
Yeah.
And not somebody else, you know?
Uh-huh.
I really did think it was going to be him, though.
Yeah, me too. Everyone had faith in Jacob Wilson. And he blew it.
The greatest white boy.
And let's see if these Oakland Athletics can actually do something with this talent.
I hope.
You have two big bright stars coming up. You could have multiple others. I mean.
What's the, I'm forgetting the DH's name now.
Oh, I don't even know. All I know is Denzel Clark.
Denzel Clark. That is... You want to drop the bomb?
Oh, that's my cousin.
That's his cousin.
Yes.
Yeah, it's something new with Ethan every day. But recently we figured out that he is sort of related to the MLB's greatest defensive player, Denzel Clark. Yes. I don't know if he's hearing on this. We would love to get you on for a short podcast, Denzel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to happen one day.
One day, we'll get you on there.
My dad's uncle, yes. Wow. Is his dad. Yes, that's the connection.
That's pretty close.
small world.
It is a very small world.
Yeah, the Oaklanders have a lot of young talent, though.
They do.
Have Tyler Soderstrom coming up. Lawrence Butler. This is a good team.
This is a very good team. And I'm surprised that they weren't better this year.
Yeah.
You know? I'm an A's believer, and now here's my hot take. Uh-huh. I think they might make the wild card next year.
That's a big leap.
If they get better pitching.
Yeah, they have no really notable pitchers.
Their pitchers suck, and Luis Severino hates them.
Yeah, he wanted to leave so badly. So badly.
If you look at his away home splits, it's actually remarkable good he's away.
Yes, I remember that.
But how sad and depressing he is at that Triple A ballpark.
Yeah, I think he said he hated it. Like, I actually think he said it close. Like, I hate Sacramento. I don't like
this. Yeah, I hate this. I hate the mound. I hate everything. Because it's like actually like a Triple A. Everything about it is Triple A. It's like sad, actually. So, like, you gotta feel bad for these, like, big league players spending their lives in this trash ballpark.
I guess the millions of dollars kind of softens a bit.
Yeah, I guess it does, eh? You get to go home and sleep
in a comfy bed, yeah.
Yeah.
But who came second?
Second. It's close. I mean, you could say it's Roman Anthony, or you could say Jacob Wilson.
Yeah.
But I would lean Roman Anthony.
Yeah, I would too.
I would lean Roman Anthony. He is, you know what? I thought he was not going to be that good, and that's just my take, because obviously I'm a Toronto fan, and I can't really like Boston players.
No, sacrilege.
But he's got a little aura to him.
He does.
He's got a little aura to him.
And he could have been a Toronto Blue Jay.
Yeah. It was like, what, one spot after or before?
Yeah, literally the very next pick after us.
Boston Snatch.
But hey, you know, hindsight, you can't be a hindsight GM.
Yes.
We have some good picks. I mean, Trey Savage.
They call it a Monday morning quarterback.
What does that mean?
It's whenever you like critique a play, like you're just like,
oh, I get.
Yeah, you're like Monday morning quarterback. You can't. It's too late.
Yes. Yeah. Well, shouldn't it be a Tuesday? Because then the game's wrapped up on Monday.
But the thing is, everyone plays on Sunday.
Well, what if my team plays on Monday?
No one likes Monday night. No one likes Monday.
It's the second most watched TV show ever.
Is it actually?
Yeah. It's first is Thursday night, then it's Monday night, and then Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon. Wow. Shout out Young Sheldon. Young Sheldon fans listening?
I'm pretty sure we do, because it's actually a massive show. I'm actually shocked by how many Young Sheldon fans I meet.
I haven't watched it before.
I mean, neither have I.
Wow. Maybe we need to get into that.
I think it's bigger than The Big Bang Theory.
You know what? I've watched, like, religiously The Big Bang Theory, but I haven't watched that one at all.
You know, I watched it actually off topic.
we're a little off topic, but let's get back into it.
Let's get back.
No. So second Roman Anthony, Boston Red Sox. He came up halfway through the year.
Had a brutal injury.
Brutal, sad. Short. But he looks like the real deal for Boston, and that team is gonna be strong next year. Hopefully not too strong.
And he looks just like a good... Oh, he's from Florida.
Is he?
Good Massachusetts boy.
He's a good white boy. surprised Orioles didn't get him.
That's true. Like, all their players look factory. Like the shadow of factory. NL Rookie of the Year favorites.
Rookie of the Year favorites. Kate Horton or Drake Baldwin. What's your pick?
I'll go Kate Horton just because he's a pitcher. I thought he was a bit more impressive. And what's his name? Drake Baldwin.
Yeah.
Came out a bit too late. I find he did steal the starting job, though.
He did.
From Sean Murphy. Which is quite a feat. Like, that's very impressive. Mm-hmm. But I still think Kate Horton, he put up a good season. And I like Kate Horton. You know, he established as like a starter late in the season, passing like Collins and Baldwin, I think. And he was drafted number 7th overall, a rising rookie. He has debut May 10th, went 11-for-4 with 2.67 ERA in 23 games, 22 starts. Struck out 97 batters across 118 innings.
Yeah.
That sounds impressive to me.
That is very, very impressive. I would lean the same way.
Okay.
I haven't been tuning into a lot of Cubbies games.
I only watched the ones against Toronto.
Yeah. Sorry, we're true fans, so You know what they need to do? They need to make MLB Red Zone. I don't know if that's a thing, but I think people would like that.
MLB Red Zone. That's a lot of baseball.
That is a lot of baseball.
Though. So you would start at what, 12 p.m. all the way to 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's like what? I think they say 7 hours of unstopped NFL.
Well, not anymore. Now you get 10 seconds ads.
You get 10 seconds ads.
Capitalism. We're in late stage capitalism, guys.
Guys, it sucks. It's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah, so I think, guys, trademark it. I think we'd like that. MLB Red Zone.
But you gotta shorten the pitch clock in half for that.
That's funny. I would lean Kane Horton too. It's just, it's better stats, and sadly, the reason why people lean batters for the awards is because they play every single day, but
yeah.
You can't really argue that for Baldwin because he missed a decent amount of the season.
And
leading Kate Horton. Don't really know a bunch about the guy, sorry. Just, but he seems like the favorite.
Yeah, it seems like it wasn't too exciting.
Not yeah. The NL Rookie of the Year just not that fun.
Yeah. But hey,
it's a pretty sad league.
It is sad. It is sad.
Depressing league.
Depressing.
They need to get like the AL.
They do. AL's where all the fun is at. Exactly. All the excitement, all the young, exciting, fun talent, and the history.
Yes.
Now, should we go Cy Young? Cy Young time?
Let's talk a little Cy.
Cy.
A little Cy Young.
Do you know who Cy Young was?
He's a Korean pitcher, right?
Korean
pitcher. Is he not Korean? That sounds like a Korean name.
I don't think he's Korean.
Oops. He's a white guy.
He's a white guy from Ohio. That couldn't be more off.
You know, it sounds like a Korean name.
Wow, I'll take it. 1867 he was born. Passed away in 1955. Can you imagine being 88 in 1955?
That's insane.
That's crazy. But yes, Cy Young. Is it a hot battle? Who we got? Who we got first and second?
We got Tarek Skubal. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you gotta feel for Garrett Crochet.
Huh?
You gotta feel for Garrett Crochet.
You do. You gotta go. You had to go up against the greatest starting pitching year almost ever. Not ever, but it was a really good one.
It was very impressive.
I feel like every single time you played Tarek, he was lights out.
Mm, you want to hear a crazy Tarek stat?
Let's hear it.
So he was eliminated in the first round of the playoffs, right?
Yes.
And he was like first in strikeouts up until like just near the end of the World Series.
Just near the end of the series, where our boy
Trey took it.
I think he led the World Series. Strikeouts.
Yeah, I think he took the rookie or tied the rookie record.
I think he had 38 strikeouts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In the World Series, which is just nuts.
Insane.
It might be 40 now. I don't know because of his relief appearance. But
yeah,
like, Tarek Skubal has it. Real runaway. Then it's Garrett Crochet, Hunter Brown, and then you can talk about the other guys after. who cares about third and fourth? Hunter Brown was actually sneaky good.
Really?
Yeah, he was sneaky good. No one was talking about him, but real ball knowers, like, they had a team down in Houston. Sadly, they didn't make it. They choked to the damn Seattle. It's disgusting.
Seattle
shouldn't get anything. Those guys suck. That sad city.
But shout out Julio.
We don't like him either.
No Cal, your boy Cal Raleigh.
No.
Tarik.
Yeah.
Impressive guy.
Very impressive.
He has -110,000 odds, which gives him a 99.9% win probability to win it. So.
Yes. So it's almost guaranteed.
Yeah, so don't waste your money anywhere else.
Don't be a betting guy.
No.
Is he not becoming a free agency this year?
Is it next? I think 2 years.
This
year to next year.
Oh, so it's next year.
Yeah.
So people were talking about trading for him.
Trade? Yes!
There is some sneaky rumors about trading for him this year. And then signing him to an extension.
Yes, because apparently the Tigers give him such a laughable offer.
That is
like
$100
million short.
They said almost $250 million short of whatever it was, or $150 million short, which is like, did they offer him a McDonald's meal or a $3 meal deal?
I think so, just to get him by.
Yeah, just to get him by. They offered him a $3 meal deal from Circle K.
See, when people make the point of like, it's not the Dodgers ruining baseball.
Yeah.
It's these teams that don't want to spend that are ruining baseball.
So, and that's when we ever get to talk about is... Mm-hmm. People are talking about lockout. Mm-hmm. I think they should lock out for... I'm being serious. I think they should lock out and the player should demand a salary floor. They should demand a floor. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say they should lock out teams like Detroit and Pittsburgh.
Oh, no. Exactly. That's a better idea.
Everyone else.
That's a better idea. Kick out the Athletics, kick out the Pittsburgh Marlins, everything. Yeah, kick them all out, and make sure, or you know what you should do? If they don't meet the salary floor, mm-hmm. make the owner sell.
Yeah, like that Pirates owner. He's running a for-profit organization.
Yeah, yeah, it's like honestly insane. Because like, I mean, because all these teams, they pull in extra money. And even the Dodgers and the Yankees, they spend $300+ million every single year. Every single year, I mean, every single year on payroll, they spend that much money, and they're still making profit.
Yeah.
Even these small teams, they say, hey, we don't have enough money, but they all make profit on their team, and that's just not how it should be.
Yeah, I'm taking a
sports... Well, obviously, they should make money, but it's not to the extent like the Pirates and the Marlins and everybody is doing.
Yeah, fair. I'm taking a sports economics class this semester, and I learned that it's better for all owners, leagues, everybody, if it's a competitive team. Like competitive league and team, because that gets fans into games. Like you're not gonna get fans and interested to watch or attend games if you have dynasties start winning everything. Like if the Dodgers were to go on to win the next four World Series, your viewership would drop. People would not be interested. You'd probably get Japanese internship, maybe a bit international, but you wouldn't get like the domestic fan, the Canadian fan interested at all.
They stop caring.
Exactly. But going to an all-star on a team who does not spend money. Who they are enjoying his services as they can right now, up until free agency. Mr. Paulo Skeens.
Ooh, Paul Skeens is the NL Cy Young. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
He's negative exactly like Perik Skubal. 99.999999% chance. And he opened with the lowest odds of 400, which is just nuts.
Wow.
Christopher Sanchez is the closest, which is saying something, I guess. Yeah. He has plus 1,300 and Freddy Peralta plus 4,000. So, yeah. Skeens, he had a 1.97 ERA, which is, higher than his rookie year, which is a 1.96 ERA, if I'm not mistaken. So, he's terrible. He's regressed this year.
Yes.
Disgusting. Can't believe he didn't win the Cy Young in his first year. Yeah, I know. I'm just joking. It was also definitely a Chris Sale year, but Paul Skeens looking like he's going to win that award for a long time.
A very long time. I don't know how anyone's ever going to get a hit off of him, a home run, even a win. He's dominant.
If he had a team to back him up, he would. He might get to the World Series.
He might, yeah. He might pitch all four games if he needs.
Yeah, can you imagine a team of him... Otani.
What's it? Yoshinobu.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto. All of them. Sign them all.
Yeah. I mean, that would be kind of fun to watch, but not good for the game.
That would be amazing to watch.
Just keep it to the All-Star game. Just keep it to the All-Star game.
Exactly. Just keep that. I only want to see that for one time a year.
Yes.
But yeah, no. I feel like the NL is just not even like sort of close at all.
No.
Neither is the AL really, but
no.
You know, let's get to MVPs now.
MVP. And
not really close either.
Not close either.
It is the GOAT of the AL right now. The king of the AL. King of New York. It is
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge is the MVP. Which is like, sure, he's good.
He's good.
Yeah, he can make the Hall look pretty good. He can make the Hall look pretty good. I mean, like, that's all I really got.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right. Like, only, like, 50-something home runs.
Yeah.
Hey, but second
juice
guy.
Juice balls. Who cares? Juice
balls. I think they tossed cookies to him in New York.
Yeah.
Kyle Raleigh got second. That was actually, you know what? It was pretty close for a while. Mm-hmm. People
did
won.
Did he hit 60? I'm sorry, he hit 60.
Did he actually hit 60?
I think he 60? Got
60. Oh, yeah. I think he did get, like, 60. Yeah. Like, let's see.
60. Oh, 60. Wow. What a stat line.
What a stat line. Sorry, my bad. I don't know ball. He got 60 home runs. I forgot.
Yeah.
He was like too shy from tying Aaron Judge's AL record.
Yes. Crazy.
Which is, if he broke that, then he would have won MVP.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is like, sure. I think Kyle Raleigh, heck, you know what? There is, I'm going to argue.
Uh-huh.
Give Kyle Raleigh the MVP.
Give Kyle Raleigh. Why do you say that?
Because.
Voter fatigue in there or anything?
I hope so. I you know what? I hope there's a little voter fatigue. Because Kyle Raleigh's never hitting 60 home runs again. But yeah, no, seriously, I think they should give it to him because Aaron Judge is going to win it again next year.
Again and again. You know, we had most a discussion likely. Off microphone about will Ohtani tie? Will Ohtani get the 7 MVPs? I think it's the record.
Yes.
And he's currently at what, 3 right now? He's gonna win this
he's
one.
He's gonna win this which year, make which it is 4. So that's our segue to the NL, which is just Ohtani.
Just Ohtani. Wait, but he has 4. He will get 4 this season. But you mentioned how you won't do it. Like you don't think he'll get to 7.
I don't think he will.
But the thing is, he's turning 30 this year. Judge got 3 MVPs after turning 30.
What?
So what
you gotta think. There? You gotta think. Is he gonna win those MVPs as a DH only? Because how much longer is he gonna pitch?
I think he'll...
I keep on thinking back to LeBron meme. Dude, he's 28 right now. He can't be doing this for any longer. Does it for like 25 more years. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think he can pitch for too long after. I think, you maybe got like 3 or 4 good years of pitching left.
Really?
Sure, maybe he might win those MVPs in 4 consecutive years. I doubt that, though. I doubt that, you know?
The voters love Ohtani. They do Baseball love... Baseball world loves Ohtani.
They love Ohtani. Who doesn't love a little Asian?
But I think he will get the 7, maybe 8. I think
he'll break Barry Bonds.
I think he will break it because I think he will pitch. I think he'll pitch towards the end of his career, but not maybe the final or second to last year.
So like, okay, when do you think he's going to go? Like till he's 40?
Yeah, maybe 39.
Well, when's his contract then? I think it ends at 40, or like 39 or something like that. So I don't think he's going to re-sign.
Really?
I don't think he's going to re-sign at all. Unless
10 years. Yeah, it'll take him until he's 40.
Yeah, I'll take him until he's 40. 39, okay, 38, he'll be an unrestricted free agent. I don't think he's signed. I think he's done with the game back then. I mean, it depends on how much World Series he's wins with this evil empire that is the Dodgers.
But I think that is the maximum years you could sign to, though. No, couldn't. He could sign like 14, 15 years.
You could sign a 360 deal. They could get you till like 90 years old.
There's no way that's true.
Yes, there's no limit. I'm 90% sure.
360 deal is insane.
They could get you in a 360 deal. They got you for life. Like, you're like Ohtani would become a mascot for the team. That's actually a serious question I have for you now.
Yeah.
Would you like sign a 360 deal? Like if like you are like locked in for like 90 years?
No. I feel like I would sell my it feels like selling your
that
soul.
That is selling your soul.
Like I know shoe brands do it, like LeBron has a lifetime deal, Messi, Patrick Mahomes, but still I feel like a team, I don't know. I would feel owned.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel old.
You are like a dog at that point. Mm-hmm. You're like the jumping mascot.
But okay, if Ohtani... But who's challenging Ohtani for MVP in the NL?
Bobby Witt. No, that's AL. No.
I think Skeens would challenge
Skeens,
him.
Yeah. That is a serious question. He could win MVP.
Yeah.
He could actually win MVP.
Kyle Schwarber, but...
No.
He's not going to keep doing
it. You never know. Juan Soto had not that good of a start to this year.
That's true.
Juan Soto with a good start to this year, and if Ohtani has bad pitching stats... and doesn't hit like 50 home runs, then it's on the board for like Juan Soto getting one. Let's name other players in the AL, in the NL.
Yamamoto could challenge him.
Pitchers don't really win the MVP. We're talking about Cy.
That's true.
Yamamoto could get a Cy Young there. Yeah. He could get maybe 2 Cy Young. NL is mostly a hitters. Like you gotta say hitters are only gonna get.
That's
it,
true.
You know? Like. Tatis, maybe if he has a good year. Pete Crow Armstrong's a fraud, so he would never do it. You could argue if Kyle Tucker stays in the NL.
Pete Alonso?
No. You almost got me. Ronald Acuña Jr., by the way. Wait, how have we forgotten about Ronald Acuña Jr.?
That's true. That injury.
He won an MVP.
Already. Yeah, he did.
He's a good player.
He is.
And people forget about him.
But
I'm a believer.
He had a brutal injury.
You got to feel bad for the kid. I feel like every single day, every single year he gets injured.
Yeah.
He's such a good player.
He's only 27.
He's only 27. Wow. He's so inspirational.
Yeah, he could, man.
Look at his MVP year. That's such a nasty year.
Judge rookie season was at 25.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
that will never not stop being funny.
Yeah.
That, like, how late Judge got in there.
Super late. Oh, my. Bro, his sophomore season was all...
His rookie season was also really good.
Yeah.
He won the... He had MVP votes that year, too.
Insanity.
Who did he beat out for that? Mookie Booty.
Freddy. Mookie. Yeah, but it's just Dodgers.
It's just Dodger, because they buy everything.
Bryce Harper. Oh, my. We forgot.
Matt Olson was pretty nasty for like a couple of years.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper. No, Bryce Harper never won it again.
Will never win it again.
He's done.
Done? Wow.
He's tapped out.
Tapped out, damn.
Unk is finished.
The LeBron of baseball.
People are saying to trade him. People.
Wow.
Bryce Harper wants out.
He wants out.
Of Philly.
The Mormon is gone.
The Mormon's out of
Maybe
it.
Maybe Utah.
Colorado.
Yeah.
Get him in Colorado.
Close enough.
It's pretty close.
But, oh, Francisco Lindor could challenge.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
He was close last year.
He got second. Yeah, he got second last year. Behind the GOAT, Ohtani. Ohtani-san.
Is he the greatest player of all time?
Ohtani?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's Babe Ruth.
No.
It's Derek Jeter.
No. Yeah. One last one.
Barry Bonds.
The angel himself.
Mike Trout. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why it took you that long.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that is the that's the wrap of the podcast. Mm-hmm. We just went over MVP voting. MVP rookie voting, of Rookie of the Year, and Cy Young. So
all the big boys. And all they announced, the big boys. I think they announced the team of the year today.
Ooh, what was that?
I think today, yeah. Or no, Gold Glove, I think.
Gold Glove. Yes. So, yeah, I mean, so have fun looking at that, I guess, boys. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Yes. We appreciate it so much. Tune in again next Sunday on Spirit Alive.
If we submit this on time.
If we submit this on time, guys.
Apologize to them.
We are sorry, Teach. Thank you guys all. See you guys next Sunday.
Where Bo Nix will go undefeated against Kansas City. Peace.